This is your morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:25.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
I always hate to interrupt one of the most beautiful voices ever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Man. Absolutely. Yes, she did.
With Dave and Pat and Charlie in studio and Art Lewis in your home studio, enjoying some Karen Carpenter and Richard Carpenter this morning, Art Lewis.
Yeah, I am indeed.
Yeah.
What was this?
This is natural.
This is 1980, I believe.
Was this 80?
Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah. I mean, just a song that started out in this beautiful, slow, and really built to do a little rocking.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the Carpenters rocking.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, at least for the Carpenters, yeah.
Before we recognized eating disorders to any degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Very, very true.
She perished much too young because of anorexia.
Mm-hmm.
Just 30, was she 32 or 33?
Something like that, yeah.
Because it was,
yeah.
I can't remember if she had her birthday or not.
Yeah.
But, man. Yeah, gorgeous voice. I was in love with Karen Carpenter in the 70s. She was just, you know. And because I'm like, what do you mean she plays the drums?
No, right?
Oh, yeah. She played drums.
Remember
that?
Yeah,
yeah,
remember?
Absolutely.
She was banging out there behind the drums doing that thing before they said, you know, you need to be up front.
Yeah, right.
You're the front of what's going on. So I play that, of course, for a reason.
That would be.
You know, this is cool. Richard Carpenter, of course, her brother, who led the duo. With his great production. Man, you talk about a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Of the things he did with the way he layered her voice and things like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just, oh, man, just amazing. Anyway, there's a new book out. Carpenter's The Musical Legacy.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, Richard Carpenter has produced it. And he said the book itself is a lot about the Carpenters making the music that they made with all kinds of details and things like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Lots of pictures and other touches, he says. It is out now, it says. Doesn't say where, but I'd imagine that it's probably pretty easy
everywhere.
To find.
Yeah, you're right.
Everywhere that books. He said he had turned down many other projects after the death of his sister. But this is one that he has produced.
Karen was 32 when she died.
Well, she's 32. Okay,
she was 32.
Yeah. Because she was born in 50, so apparently she didn't reach her birthday that, again, she passed away in 1983. So there you go. For Carpenters fans or those who'd like to know more about that musical legacy, Carpenters, The Musical Legacy, out now, as they say.
Yeah, get the book so it can be close to you.
Very nice.
Very nicely played, Pat Johnston.